Hi, Charles. I didn't get any phone calls this morning, did I?
Just one. Mr. Swanson wants you to reschedule your presentation to Tuesday.
Could you say that again?
Mr. Swanson said that something came up on Monday, and he'd like you to do the presentation on Tuesday.
Oh, I was supposed to visit the syrup factory that day. Could you check my schedule? The factory visit is in the morning, isn't it?
It's at 11 a.m. I think he's available in the afternoon.
Good. Tell him I'll be in at 2 p.m. then.
So that's 2 p.m. on Tuesday at Mr. Swanson's office then. Got it. I know you've had a look at the report, Ms. Sakamoto. What do you think?
Well, for starters, our sales for the past quarter have been outstanding. I didn't know our products were such a big hit in the Southeast Asian market.
It is certainly good news, isn't it? How about the decline in sales in Eastern Europe? What's your opinion on that?
It's a little disappointing, but it was caused by the temporary economic slowdown in that region. I think it will pick up eventually.
That's good to know. Finally, can we hear your opinion on the plan to expand our product range?
To be frank, I don't think it's a good idea. We should focus on the areas in which we're already strong.
Thank you, Ms. Sakamoto.
My pleasure. Hey, John, I'm looking for the folder containing the color samples. I asked Josh if he had it, but he said he didn't. Do you know where it is?
It's always in the red file on the top shelf of the cabinet, isn't it? I used it last week, but I put it back where I found it.
It wasn't there. It's really important that we find this folder by tomorrow afternoon, because we need to show the samples to the clients then. Marcia said she saw it in the third floor conference room on Friday morning. Do you know who had it last?
Maybe it was Ken. He said he was trying to come up with proposals for some new clients.
That might be where it is then. I'll check with him. Thanks.
Could you tell me a little about this product?
Certainly. This is the Washmaster 500EX. This product makes it possible to clean all kinds of dishes and food containers.
How is it better than existing products?
It's made with top-quality materials and has excellent durability, so it's guaranteed to provide reliable service for a long time.
I see. So, is it difficult to use?
Not at all. The LCD display gives a simple guide to all steps in the process. This makes it very convenient.
Looks great. I'm afraid to ask about the cost, though.
Don't be. We've kept the cost down. Actually, I have one at home, and I feel it is excellent value for money.
Hey, everyone. Tomorrow is finally the day we set up our booth at the Office Equipment Expo. I'd like to make sure everyone knows what to do. We'll divide the plan into two parts. The first phase will be the preparations before the visitors come, and the second will be for after the expo opens. Sandra, could you explain how we will get the booth ready?
Sure. First, we're all going to meet at the entrance to the venue at 7 a.m. sharp. Then we'll get started setting up the booth. Mark and Laura will be responsible for putting the tables together, and Sean and Reiko will set up the demonstration device. Next, we'll do a test run of the demonstration. Before that, Sam will go to the venue office and get extension cords for the electrical outlets. Finally, once the demo is ready, we'll do one last rehearsal of our scripts and wait for the visitors to arrive.
Thank you, Sandra. If anyone has any questions, feel free to ask. Now, let me explain what will happen after the expo opens. Thank you for giving us your time, Vice President Park. Do you mind if I explain our sales in the last quarter?
Of course not. Go ahead.
Thank you. You have probably seen the results from the art supplies. As you know, competition in the market is becoming more intense. We clearly are having trouble keeping up with the new entrants to the market.
This didn't seem to be a problem at the beginning of the quarter.
That is correct. Sales rose slightly right before the holidays. However, they fell drastically after the heavy shopping season was over. Therefore, our profits have fallen by almost 10%. We hope to make up the loss in this quarter by cutting prices on some of our major products and by introducing new colors in our line of watercolor paints.
I see. Please update me if there is any progress.
How is the event planning going, Shelley?
Well, the first phase of the project is done. We just finished booking the halls this morning. However, the itinerary and other details are not complete yet.
Is there any problem?
We're a little behind schedule because of the situation at Mercer Capital. The company is going through a reorganization, which has forced us to wait to see which of their executives will be attending the event.
Have you talked to anyone there yet?
Ms. Jones notified me by email that the company would issue a press release tomorrow. I'm sorry to say that's all the information I have now.
Jennifer, do you think the website will be launched according to schedule?
That's a good question, Jeff. I will email Stacy and ask her. From what I have heard so far, I don't think it's going to be launched on time.
Oh, that's disappointing. I was really hoping that we could have the site set up on Friday.
It is unfortunate. But I expect that our boss will give the team a clear set of instructions to speed up the process.
So, if I understand you correctly, the boss is going to take a more active role rather than leaving it to the team.
That's what I predict will happen.
Hi, Jason. Do you have a moment? I'd like to talk to you about some issues that will probably be discussed at the next sales meeting on Wednesday.
Sure, go ahead.
I just spoke with Marcia, the general manager, and she said that we are going to have to adjust our sales strategy. She mentioned that some of our classic product lines were not meeting targets.
Oh, really? Do you know what she means by classic product lines?
I haven't confirmed which ones she meant, but I just wanted to briefly inform you of this conversation so you know what to expect on Wednesday.
Thanks for letting me know. Then I should probably put together a report on the sales strategy and trends for each product line by Wednesday.